This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitals in Colorado are among the nation's most expensive and profitable, but that depends a lot on location. A new report from the state's health financing agency found Denver Metro hospitals posted profits of nearly $1.4 billion in 2020, but rural hospitals faced a difficult financial picture without federal stimulus funds. The number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients fell Wednesday below 100 for the first time in the pandemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
According to the state's data, 84 patients were hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases this week. That's below the number recorded in mid-March of 2020, the first week for which the state recorded pandemic data. 52% are unvaccinated. Colorado's seven-day positivity rate, its percentage of positive tests, remains stable and low at just above 3%. The state reported about 5 COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people. Despite the improvements, health officials say they're closely watching for signs of another wave. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A bill to help mental health patients move from hospitals to residential facilities is moving through the legislature. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
There's currently a backlog for beds in residential treatment centers, meaning people are often either stuck in the hospitals or jails or not getting care. Patrice Marquis says her son experienced explosive mood swings and psychosis for many years, but wasn't able to get help.
We need more beds now. We needed them 20 years ago. Mental illness is a medical issue which deserves hospital and restoration beds.
The bill would use federal COVID relief to add more than 120 residential behavioral health beds. It has wide support from Republicans and Democrats. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Rescue teams have found a missing hiker on Pikes Peak after he spent several nights near the summit. The Gazette says the man was reported overdue Tuesday afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.